This podcast is sponsored by Anchor. If you're looking for a great platform to have your own podcast, to listen to what you want, or to invite guests, here are the details on how to do it. Hey guys, welcome back to Monica the Spirit Queen. I know I've been away for a little bit. I've been busy doing my own things, but I am back now and I am going to actually be doing weekly podcast. So I need you guys to subscribe, support my podcast monthly, and that will actually help me get more creative with the contents, bring more contents to you guys, and also help keep my podcast going for you guys. Now, before we move on, I need you guys to go ahead and subscribe to my podcast. Click like, because I like it when I see the likes. It brightens up my day. And also, like I said, your monthly subscription, even if it's $1 a month, it goes a long way to help me keep my podcast going for you guys. So moving on with my podcast, everybody knows that, well, if you guys don't know me by now, then you must be living under a rock. And if you guys don't know my personality, my attitude, my thoughts, my feelings, everybody knows I'm an open book when it comes to my mouth, my feelings, and my thoughts. And I don't hold anything back. I am literally one of the most rarest people you would meet on earth that's straightforward, whether I hurt your feelings one day, or whether I teach you a lesson the next day, or whether I help you out the following day, it doesn't matter. I am here to be here for you guys. I don't have a filter, so I'm just going to go ahead and blurt things out. And foremost, with everybody that knows me, knows that I am not into politics. I mean, I can get into it, but I choose not to because a lot of times people get their feelings hurt and then I have to give them a tissue for the teary eyes and, you know, all that stuff. So I tend not to get into politics, and this is not what this episode is about. It has nothing to do with politics. I do have a couple of questions, though, about what has been going on lately when it comes to sensitive America. Now, the title says it all. Sensitive America. It feels like lately, especially the last couple of months, beginning of this year, more and more things have been coming to my attention. People have been bringing a lot of things to my attention lately as far as certain type of people being crybabies about everything that's been going on. That's when the sensitivity part comes in, as far as every little thing hurts their feelings, their little tiny feelings. My question is, why? Why does it hurt your feelings for somebody to have, for example, brown hair, be a brunette, blonde hair or red hair, versus pink, blue, and green? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I want to know. If you don't have the rainbow color hair, which I'm not suggesting anything, but if you don't have basically pink hair, blue hair, green hair, then those who do have normal color hair, which is brunette, blonde, and red, it's offensive to them. Now, those who think that it is offensive, or my episode, this episode is going to be offensive. It's really not for sissy crybabies, so I suggest you not to listen to it. This episode is actually for thick-skinned people that don't get their butt feelings hurt too easy about the dumbest things on earth, which I'm going to mention, or just in a handful of things I want to mention. But before I continue, I just want to give a big, big, big shout out to Canada and a big shout out to Australia. And of course, other countries that have a thicker skin than the Americans in our country these days, unfortunately. I have friends separate from clients, separate from family members, that do live in Australia, for example, and that do live in Canada. And I do associate with them and I do talk to them. And to be honest with you, they are looking at America in a very different way lately. I have noticed that a lot of people have been telling me that we are the laughing stock of other countries, which is really sad. But at the same time, I don't blame them because, I mean, the administration that's running the country and not going into politics is a fucking joke, and everybody knows that. So with that said, hair colors are offensive to those who support the new administration. What else? Mr. Potato Head. I mean, for God's sakes, a child's toy is offensive, but yet a blow up doll that's been existing for many, many years for those who use it has not been offensive. So the gender of Mr. Potato Head has been offensive, but yet to those I'm talking about, it's been offensive to those, the fruitcakes in this country, the fruitcakes that cry about everything. But yet it's not offensive for transgenders, men dressed up in women's clothing, to walk into women's bathroom where there are female toddlers, female babies, all the way up to teenagers and adult female women. It's okay for a man to go into a woman's bathroom. And that's not offensive. That's what really gets me with this country these days. And again, I love being an American, but at the same time, I am ashamed to live in America today because of these fruitcakes that think that Mr. Potato Head being called Mr. is gender affective and offensive to them, but it's okay for a male that was born with male parts to go into the women's bathroom, no matter if they have surgery or not, or what it says on their ID card. It doesn't make sense. And I am not okay with that, because I've been in that situation before when I had my girls in the bathroom and there was a male that walked in with the female clothing. And let's just say he wasn't too happy by the time I was done with him chasing his dumb ass out of the fucking bathroom, being a pervert that he was. I don't like that. And husbands and, you know, husbands out there, boyfriends out there, let me know how you would feel if your significant other or even fathers that have daughters going into a women's bathroom feel about a male claiming to be a female. I don't care what the fuck you claim. You could claim to be a goddamn wall. You cannot go into a women's bathroom. Otherwise, people like us will chop your balls off because we're done playing these fucking games. Now, another offensive thing is, this is what really cracks me up. So we walk into the store without wearing the muzzle. Okay, it's not a mask, it's a muzzle. We all know what it signifies. And people get offensive. Not too long ago, just about 2 months ago, I actually did a live video on with a police officer who did say that they cannot give us a ticket or arrest us because it is our free constitutional right not to wear a mask. I don't give a fuck what the administration signed and all this other bullshit, okay? It's not in the Constitution. It's not a fucking law. And his blank fucking page signatures doesn't do shit for us, okay? So I don't care what the fuck the left says. We're not going to wear a muzzle. And this muzzle needs to stop today. I know there's a lot of people just yapping their mouths talking about it. But in reality, when they talk about, oh, we don't wear a mask and this and that, you damn well fucking know behind closed doors, behind the internet and social media, they wear a mask because they're scared. Now, instead of yapping your fucking mouths, you can actually do something about it, okay? Just like BLM and all the other retards fucking did it. And yeah, I'm going to use that word. So again, if you're, that's another thing. Oh, it's so offensive to use certain words. Fuck you. Fuck you. Go back up to your fucking mother's vagina if you're going to be that sensitive about everything in life. That's how I see life as. You cannot be sensitive. You're born into a life where you need to have a spine. You need to have balls. You need to have a fucking bone, a strong bone in your body that's going to be like, no, nothing could take me down. And if you notice, those spineless fruitcakes are the ones that work, I don't want to say it, fast food restaurants. They work at, I don't know, minimum wage jobs. They drive a Honda Civic. You know what I'm saying? Or Hyundais. Those are the fruitcakes. But those who have spine and don't give a shit about others telling them what to do in their life and actually put their foot down and they respect their constitutional rights and they know their amendments and they live by it, then those are the ones that are successful. They have houses, they have businesses, they don't work a 9-to-5 job. You know what I'm saying? So you get the point. You get the difference. That's what I'm getting at. And my question to you guys is, I want to know, what makes you so spineless? And this question is towards the fruitcakes. I want to know what else is going to offend you. I mean, for God's sakes, cartoons. Cartoons that are drawn up by human beings, okay, on paper. Pictures on paper offend you. But yet, and again, nothing against Beyonce and other hip-hop artists that promote sexuality in their music videos and in their songs. That is okay, right? That is okay. Or white rappers that sing about the truth of the reality in our life. That's not okay. But yet you have all these thugs holding up guns, showing sexuality, dominating women. And that's okay. And we all know what the birdcage signifies as in the music videos and having these half naked dressed women in bird cages, and that is okay. Are you guys that fucking ignorant? I'm not talking about the normal people. I'm talking about the fruitcakes. You tell me how it is okay to promote sexuality through music and shows and movies and all this stuff, but yet you're offended by a plastic toy that's called Mr. Potato because he is a male toy. How about you guys go after Barbies next? I mean, I know some Barbies have been pulled off the shelves. Why not all the Barbies? Why not ruin the rest of these future generation children's lives without Barbies and Kens and all these other cute little toys that we used to play with when we were growing up? Are you that fucking stupid? This is what is wrong with our country these days. That is this. It's a disease. Okay. The ass virus is not the threat of this world. It's this disease of these libtards that are poisoning our future generation kids, where they're now saying parents cannot discipline their children. Fuck you. The way that your parents disciplined you and you turn out to be ass backwards stupid is not going to be the way we discipline our kids. Okay, my kids are not going to have three different color hair colors, pink, purple, and blue or green, and paint their nails black and put chokers on and then walk into a fucking McDonald's store and work 4 to 8 hours at minimum wage driving a Honda Civic or even daddy's car. Okay, that's not going to work. Our kids are going to have a good future with or without your sensitivity. I don't care, and I could speak for a lot of Americans. I don't care how sensitive you are. You don't have a spine, and I'll tell you why. I notice, and it's not just me, because there's tons and tons of people, me being a public figure, a lot of people have come to me, and this is what they told me. Monica, have you noticed that the public has become extremely rude? I have noticed, and I'm going to simplify this for you guys. When you walk into or even drive through the fast food restaurants or even going to IHOP or even going to Denny's or even going to Red Lobster or even going to the most expensive restaurants, even though I'm going to leave the expensive restaurants out because they still have class, Okay. I'm talking about those cheap little fucking stores or restaurants you guys go to, which is fine. Again, I'm not throwing any shade at them, so don't get your fucking feelings hurt. And if you do, I don't care. But when you go into places like that, the mom and pop shops, they treat you like shit. And those people that have contacted me are fucking telling the truth because I've noticed it too. They brought it to my attention. There's a lot of people that are extremely rude. You could tell there's a lot of people that work in those places, which they either don't like their life or they absolutely hate their job. And that's their personal provocative. They can do what they want, but don't bring it into the workplace. Okay. They hire all these youngsters that have extremely zero work experience, work personality, or customer service experience, I should say, which is most important. And they treat you like shit. Okay. And these are the fruitcakes that I'm talking about. They give you an attitude. They ignore you. They're constantly giving the wrong order. I'm just going to throw this one out there. McDonald's, your fucking shit straight. It's common sense when somebody is ordering drinks, a fucking straw comes with it. It's common sense when somebody's ordering food, napkins go with it. It's common sense when somebody's ordering chicken nuggets, obviously the sauce goes with it. I mean, how brainless can McDonald's get? And it's not just one location. I've had my fair share of McDonald's and Burger King. Burger King, not so much. But McDonald's, holy shit, they bypassed the fucking line of stupidity. Okay? Now, again, going back to the fruitcakes that work at McDonald's and all these other fast food places, they all have, not all, 95%, an attitude with customers. And if you try to correct them, because technically when you think about it, when we are paying for something, we expect to be getting something that we paid for, right? For example, the right items that we paid for, the right food, the right drinks, of course, with the napkins, of course, with the sauce, of course, with the straw that comes with our drink. Common goddamn motherfucking sense, right? A fucking kindergartner will look at you and say, well, you got a drink, where's your straw? I'm sorry, this 18-year-old that works at McDonald's obviously has less common sense than a kindergartner because they don't put a straw with your drink in a bag. How embarrassing is that? And those are the same fruitcakes when you turn around and you put them in their place. Now, you can allow them, and I want you guys to test this out. This is funny. You can allow them to disrespect you. And, of course, all the way to a point, there's a limit to everything, right? There's a limit to life and everything. So when they disrespect you to up to that limit, and you turn around and you say something to them, make sure you have a tissue or a napkin of some sort or a handkerchief in handy to give it to them because they're going to bow, wow, wow, cry about it. You know, they're so used to dishing it out, but they're not used to taking it in. And those are the fruitcakes. And I think that's so funny because deep down inside, they're cowards. So they talk the talk. But they can't walk the walk and dish it back to them. And they get their butt feelings hurt. Again, just like when they get their butt feelings hurt of cartoons, drawings, and kids' toys, plastic toys. So that is the difference between normal human beings and the fruitcakes. And it's really disgusting. And this is what I'm going to be saying to the entire universe. The handful of idiots that get their butt feelings hurt over everything the minute you step your foot outside your door, or maybe even in your house. You know, you're looking at the internet and you cry about someone's post and you report them because you're just basically an idiot, a brainless idiot that doesn't have a life. Go back to living in your mama's basement, okay? You don't need to be going outside. In fact, you could sit and hang around in your front porch, but the sidewalk and the driveway and the public street should be off limits. It's off limits to you guys. Because apparently, even the mailman is going to be offending you. That's bringing your mail. Okay. The gas station worker that takes your money and puts the amount of gas that you want to pump is going to be offensive to you, I would say, in less than a month. And you guys are going to be crying about, well, gas is too high for me, and I don't want to pay this much, and the gas attendant is like, the worker is taking my money. Yeah. And you guys are the same idiots that voted for the administration to raise your gases. So congratulations, you dumbasses. So basically, this is the reality of 2021. Well, it started off at 2020, continuing at 2021, which actually goes hand in hand with my prediction of the next couple years of how the world's going to be, because I made this prediction at the end of 2020, and everybody was anticipating 2020 to be over with, so hopefully we would have a better life in 2021. And I already knew that was not going to happen. I just had this weird feeling. I mean, it's almost as if I'm a psychic, right? Funny. And I predicted that the next couple of years it's just going to get worse. I mean, for God's sakes, what is it? 44, 72? I keep getting different numbers, but even one person is enough. But I believe it's between like 44 and 72,000 workers between here and Canada, in our country and Canada. Oil workers lost their job the first week of the new administration, or I should say the first day. And that's really sad and pathetic. That's really sad and pathetic. And don't forget about karma, you guys. Karma is a bitch. Karma is a bitch. Okay. While the little fruitcakes continue to work at a minimum wage job and drive their bicycles or ride the bus or walk or run or jog or drive their little Honda Civics or Hyundais, the rest of us are going to live a normal life. Now, I don't give a shit if you guys are like constantly bitching and complaining about hair color, kids' toys, all this stuff. You know, all the unnecessary bullshit. Was it Pepe Le Pew or whatever that cartoon is with the skunks? I'd rather have my kids watch that cartoon than watch Beyonce and the other sexual music videos that you guys, the libtards, are promoting, thinking it's okay. You guys are hypocrites. You guys are promoting worse than any other person that believes in reality of life, that's a true American or a true human being, I should say, in general. Then I rather hang out and associate with the normal ones than those who get offended by every little fucking thing. I mean, California crying about straws, plastic straws, when the ocean is filled with other shit that can be cleaned up with. All that money and energy that's going towards these bullshit straws that people are crying about in California, why don't you put that towards our ocean and actually clean it up? How about that? Clean it up. Don't fucking bitch about straws. Go clean up the bigger problem in the ocean and show it. That just shows that you guys are fucking cowards, pussies. I don't give a fuck. I don't have a filter. Again, if you're going to get offended, kiss my ass. I don't care. It comes to a point where enough is enough. It comes to a point where we are done. We are done with the bullshit games. We are done with these racism bullshit that you guys are trying to turn people against each other. We're just done. We're fucking over it. And we're not going to stand for it too much longer. Trust and believe. When our wrath comes, it's going to be so much worse. It's going to be so much worse. And it's a promise. It's a fucking promise. Because it comes to a point where a person can only take so much. When push comes to shove and we are forced to shove back, it's not just going to be a shove. from here to the end of the wall. Okay? It's going to be a shove to break down fucking multiple walls. If you know what I mean. This whole other thing about getting offended with this racism shit. Shut the fuck up. I have so many people that I associate with that are of different race. Black, white, Hispanic, Asian, you fucking name it. And I don't have a problem. I never had a problem with any of them. But then again, with this new administration, who is a racist himself, which has been caught multiple times on camera making racial slurs towards black people, towards Hispanics. And that is okay, right? That is okay. The same one that raised your gas prices. Congratulations, idiots. But you note that white people have more privilege. You want to promote that racism is okay to have gunfights on the streets against one race against another. You guys are fucking stupid. Because the one that started it, it's going to end with them. I'll tell you that much. It's going to end with them, and it always has. Whoever starts a war ends up meeting the devil in the end. That is their faith. That is their faith. And it's always been like that for hundreds of years. Thousands of years. Karma is a bitch. You could put blindfolds on libtards all you want, but we're refusing and we will not be blindfolded and brainwashed, and neither would our future generation, because we're just done with it. And this is the reason why I am ashamed to live in America today, because other countries are laughing at us because of who our administration is. They're laughing at the spineless, coward, pathetic, racist, cock-sucking administration. It's coward. That's who he is, a fucking coward. That has no power, that even the Pentagon is rejecting him from noticing him as who he is. I think that's hilarious. That should tell you guys something. So again, with all you little fruitcakes that got your butt feelings hurt with the last less than 30 minutes I've been talking, you can fuck off. Because I don't need your support. Not that I'm expecting it, but I also know you're going to get your butt feelings hurt and talk shit. Go ahead. You know, this is America. You're not going to silence us. Free speech. Enough is enough. We're going to live like normal human beings. And if you're going to be a fruitcake, bubble wrap yourself and keep yourself in your mama's basement and shut the fuck up. Bottom line, shut the fuck up. Stop being a cocksucker and stop being a stupid bitch. You want to be a whiny little bitch? Why don't you just tell us and we will fucking send you pacifiers and diapers. If you're going to cry about everything, at least promote yourself as a little bitch so people can send you gifts like pacifiers and diapers and maybe a couple of boxes of tissues. But other than that, I just want to let you guys know that enough is enough. We're done with the racist games. We're not racist. Neither is other fucking race. Okay? We all got along just fine all these years. And we're going to continue to get along. We're going to continue to allow our kids to play with plastic animals, plastic dolls, and toys. And we're going to continue not to allow men. I don't care who you identify as. When, if you are born with a penis and balls, even after surgery, you're still a man. You're not coming into the woman's bathroom. Or you're going to get a second handful of surgery. Because we're done with it. Enough is enough. Do not violate our rights. Do not violate our privacy. Do not violate our amendments. And better yet, do not ever try to violate our lives if you don't want to pay for it. Because shit could get ugly from 0 to 100 in a minute. Do not fuck with us. And for the rest of you normal people that are watching, I love you guys. I appreciate all your love and support. Like I said, your monthly subscription helps bring more light to this world with my contents. I not only talk about spirituality, but of course, as you could see, I talk about reality of what is going on for the sake of our future generation and for the sake of our sanity and to keep our humanity, our rights and our amendments, and of course, our freedom. I love you guys, and I'll see you next time.